I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on March 17th, 2020. Three candidates with very distinct visions for its future are now vying to become leader of the Debian project. Nominations for the contest closed over the weekend, and we're now into a three-week campaign period before voting starts on April 5th. All three candidates have produced written platforms explaining how they would take the project forward should they be elected, and seem to be offering Debian a fairly clear choice about its future direction. Jonathan Carter stresses both project stability and a desire to see it return to its roots of technical excellence, while Shruti Chandran highlights her longstanding advocacy for diversity within the free software movement. The final candidate, Brian Gupta, is standing on a single-issue platform and hopes to radically change the project's governance. Gupta believes that more formal structures are required around Debian and proposes the creation of U.S. and European foundations to manage the administrative aspects of the project and to free up more time for the DPL to engage in an actual leadership role. The Linux Vendor Firmware Service is now starting to provide update support for NVMe drives. Richard Hughes has apparently been working behind the scenes with Lenovo to provide support for the new hardware category over the last few months. Hughes has now announced initial support for drives from a number of different manufacturers, including Samsung and Western Digital, with more models expected to follow soon. One of the most important legal cases for the tech industry in decades is being held up by the current COVID-19 pandemic. The United States Supreme Court had been due to start hearing oral arguments in the case between Google and Oracle over Android's use of the Java APIs next week. However, in light of current health concerns and echoing a move last seen with the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918, the court has now postponed the sessions to an undetermined future date. And finally today, the beta of Fedora 32 has been released. Today saw previews become available not just of the main workstation and server products, but also of Fedora's various spins and labs projects. The popular workstation version includes changes to improve the handling of low-memory situations and an upgrade of its desktop environment to GNOME 3.36. As per usual, the project is asking for user testing and feedback before the final version lands at the end of April. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/125. We'll be back tomorrow.